Based on your HBO, how may I help you?
Hello. Hello.
Hey, this is Winfrey with HBO. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, my name is Dennis. I'm an appliance associate at Home Depot, store number 3018. And okay. I'm calling about a customer that did have a measure done and but still needs a date set up where she can get it installed. The appliance is getting there on the 9th. This has been kicked around a little bit because she had ordered a different double wall oven and it would not fit. So she ordered a different wall oven that will fit. And I made up, printed up the measure proposal, and so that's all been done. So it's just a matter of getting another appointment to go and install it. But there is something on the measure proposal that we don't, I just had my supervisor look at it, and it's something we don't quite understand. We don't have a price for it, so that's the reason I'm calling. Maybe what I ought to do is give you the customer's phone number, or do you need the PO number?
You can give me the phone number. What is it?
File number is 1-864-60373.
That's the phone number?
Oh, the phone number? I'm sorry. 314-606-9626.
One moment.
It's really pouring here.
One more time for me. My number slot wasn't on. I'm so sorry.
314-606-9626.
One sec. Yeah, we're having bad weather as well.
Where are you located?
I'm in Georgia.
Wow. I love Georgia. We got some friends that live that way.
It's pretty nice. It's just, like I stated, it's raining real bad today.
A little fun fact I was told when I was in Georgia one time. They said that Georgia is the most forested state in America. Can that be true?
It's the most what state?
Yeah, Georgia is the most forested state. It's got a lot of trees in Georgia.
Yes, it does. It really does.
Yeah. And there's some kind of mountain I saw, what was that mountain's name? I don't know. I don't remember. But one of my favorite restaurants is there in Atlanta. And they make their own.
What is it called?
I'm trying to think what the. I know I went to, I don't think that exists anymore. It's called the Abbey. There was a restaurant called the Abbey. And then I'm trying to think what that other one is. They made all their own vodkas. They had like 12 different flavors of it. It's the waiters are dressed up like Russian Cossacks, you know, in the red uniforms. They're on top of a bank building or something. I'm trying to think of its name. But it was really a good restaurant. Good vodka.
Yes, this is a lot of nice restaurants and with awesome food as well here. Is this for Pamela Tarpley?
Yeah, yes.
And you said if there's something going on with the measure of it?
Yeah, we were pricing out. There are three things. There's one, a built-in electric wall oven double. There's the price for that. And then there's a haul away of the old one. We got that price. But the thing we don't have a price for is the cabinet modification height. We don't know what to bill out for that, if there is anything that needs to be billed out for that. Because we can't pull it up in our system for a charge for that.
One moment.
Now the cut. Sure. She did buy a new double oven that will fit that space that's there. So she told me that the guy that came out said that there should be no problem in getting this new new double oven installed, she told me.
So that means that the, you know, the modification for the install aren't really needed, right? If it could fit?
Yeah, it's, it, well, it, there's about a quarter of an inch difference, and she said the guy said that will not present a problem. So maybe that isn't what's necessary, that cabinet.
Correct. I don't think it's necessary. And if it is necessary when they get there, then that's when they'll either call us or get a breeze code and, you know, have us waive the fee for the customer, or the customer will pay out of pocket.
Okay.
If this,
sure,
if it is needed. But I'm pretty sure if it's
needed.
Only a half an inch.
Not even a half an inch. It's like a quarter of an inch. It's just a shave. Difference in the guy that was out there that said this new one, she's got a new KitchenAid that's coming on the 9th.
Yes,
and
sir.
I was told that this quote was only good until the 10th of April. So can we on our end, we're actually waiving the measure for this customer. So the only outside cost that this customer will pay right now would be $49.
Right.
Yeah. Now it's a matter of getting the payment for it, right? Or can we set up a time when you can come out there to install it for her?
Well, you have to set up the order. We don't know what's the order set up. That's how we, you know, go by when we're going to be out there.
All right. So I've got the order pulled up, and it says amount being paid is $49. So if I get the customer to pay that, then that'll kick it all off, and that will be it.
And we should be
then
good to go in
generate,
the customer.
We'll
we
be
should be given right to schedule.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Thank you.
You're most welcome. No problem. Thank you for giving us a call here at XBO. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.